Trade experts say it's unlikely China could pursue Australia at the World Trade Organization for banning Huawei from the 5G network, despite Chinese officials raising the ban at a meeting in Geneva. The move appears to be a new tactic by Beijing in its efforts to overturn Australia's decision on 5G. The Trade Minister, Simon Birmingham, says he's confident Australia isn't breaching world trade rules. Here's China correspondent Bill Birtles.
Since the government last year announced restrictions that blocked Huawei from bidding for 5G contracts, China has regularly slammed that decision. But officials in recent days have taken a new step, complaining to Australia at a World Trade Organization meeting in Geneva. Chinese officials reportedly said the decision, made on national security grounds, is discriminatory and appeared to break global trade rules. Dmitry Grozobinsky is a former Australian trade negotiator based in Geneva. He believes China is unlikely to take the complaint further.
So the WTO rules has a very broad national security exemption that basically says that none of the rules in the agreement apply if the receiving country interprets them to be contrary to its national security interest. That's a broad exception that's not often used, and it is broad enough to cover what Australia is doing.
China claims restricting its companies from supplying 5G equipment won't make Australia any safer, and says such moves have a large impact on global trade. Dmitry Grozobinsky.
So Australia is breaking the rules here, but the issue is that the WTO has an exception that allows them to do that. So China is correct in saying, listen, this is a breach of the obligations, Australia, you have signed up to. But Australia is equally correct to turn around and say, well, yes, it is, but the rules specifically allow us to breach them in this way under these circumstances.
Australia, the US, Japan, Taiwan and New Zealand have all put restrictions or preliminary bans on Huawei building 5G infrastructure. Canada is yet to make a final decision, while European countries are mainly looking at ways to include the Chinese tech giant's equipment while offsetting security risks. Jeffrey Wilson, a trade specialist at the Perth US Asia Centre, says Europe may be the real target for China going to the WTO.
My guess here is that the reason this is being done at the WTO is about securing an international audience of foreign governments rather than actually seeking legal redress against this. It shows that China is attempting to demonstrate to the world that it's very unhappy with what Australia's done on this.
In response to China's complaint, the Trade Minister, Simon Birmingham, says Australia stands by its 5G decision and is confident in its WTO compliance. This is Bill Birtles in Beijing, reporting for AM.